The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The U.S. Open is underway in New York, the final Grand Slam tennis tournament of the season. Men's top seed and defending champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia began with a 6-4, 6-1, 6-4 victory over Spaniard Robert Carbajas Baena.
I've been in this particular situation many times in my career, and I know, you know, what feels comfortable for me, what I need to do in order to get far in the tournament. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for anybody that I play against, and today I played against a player that I never faced before. That doesn't happen too often.
Spanish great Rafael Nadal has never lost in the U.S. Open first round, extending that distinction with a 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 victory over Australian John Millman.
When you start the tournament, you have difficult opponents in front, and you need to go on court and respect every single opponent. I went on court today against a tough opponent, knowing that I need to play well to win, and if you play bad, you can lose. So Tsitsipas had a very tough first round.
Defending the women's title is Naomi Osaka of Japan. She got off to a less than convincing start against Anna Blinkova, 6-4, 6-7, 6-2.
Being number one and then defending the title is two things that are a little bit out of my control at the moment. And I know that everyone that I play is going to play super hard and they're going to want to beat me.
Former world number one Simona Halep of Romania feels this women's draw is wide open.
Everyone can win any tournament, even the Grand Slams. It's a chance for everyone, and we have to take it.
And this certainly isn't how I envisioned this or planned this.
An upturned horseshoe is a symbol of good luck, and it's the logo for the National Football League's Indianapolis Colts. But for the team, luck has run out for good. Quarterback Andrew Luck, who made a surprise announcement following a preseason game.
I'm going to retire. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life, but it is the right decision for me.
The 29-year-old team leader played six seasons with Indianapolis, but the last several have been especially punishing to his body.
Part of my journey going forward will be getting out of pain and figuring out what's going on and how to feel better.
And
I'll feel like a Colt forever. I know I will.
The Game Room opens with news stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.